Hello, everyone. It is February the 24th. We are closing in on the end of another month here in 2021. I want to welcome you today to spend some time getting encouraged, getting your faith built up. And I have a word that God has spoken today. I don't think it'll be real long. I don't think I'll have to spend too much time talking today. Yeah. Famous last words. Thank you so much for tuning in, coming on with me. And the word started out like this, like if you're focused on all that we've been through, feeling overwhelmed, or if something has happened and you're just feeling like it's over, God's word is, we're just getting started. Okay, you're just getting started. So, you know, whatever the enemy is saying to you, making you feel like it is over and you're overwhelmed and you can't do it, you just need to start speaking this out. Hey, I'm just getting started. Okay, so hang with me a little bit. I know that your faith is going to be strengthened. You're going to be recharged as you listen and as you confess the word of God as well. You know, you think about Jesus. I don't know how, for 3 years in ministry, knowing what was ahead of him going to the cross, you know, how in the world was he able to do everything he did, knowing what he was going to have to go through? But I do believe that his greatest trial resulted in his greatest victory. And I've found a little secret in my Christian life. And song that was on today was Jesus Culture Fierce. I mean, it actually makes us fierce towards the things in the Christian life that are difficult, where we actually get our fight on and we say, yeah, let's do this. Because scripture says about Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And so I believe that there is this secret in the Christian life that we can approach things even with joy that would normally look really like it's going to take us out. No, it's not. You know, we put on the Christian armor. We find it in Ephesians chapter 6. But I think there's a piece of the Christian armor that is really important, and it's our will. You know, it's our surrender. It's our submission to God. It's like it says in the book of James, submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. So if we are walking in surrender to the Lord, if we're walking in the perfect will of God and in obedience, that is really powerful warfare where the enemy cannot touch us. Okay? So once we get our will lined up with God, we actually get an attitude adjustment. You know, it's like, yeah, God, we can do this. Bring it. Let's do this. But man, if we're in that place of, man, I'm just dreading that and I don't want to do it, there's not a sense of victory in that. But man, once we give God our yes, it's like, we can do this. And there's actually a joy that comes along with that. And you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I'm just under attack. Well, that may not be so. It may not be that you just don't want to obey what God's telling you to do. But once you do want to obey, then it's like, game on. Let's do it. God has promised us, you know, in whatever fire we find ourselves in, yeah, he's going to make it worth it. All right. Jesus is worth it all. It says that he will never leave us or forsake us. It says that he goes in the fires and the trials with us. Bible also says in Hebrews, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Romans 12, present yourselves. Actually, it says, I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, that you present yourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And then this scripture came up today to remind us, 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Now, that word love, that we love God, that is agape. When we love God the way that he has loved us, man, good things happen to us. I mean, we get to experience just the victory and the assurance of victory that he gives us. Jesus is worth this. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Moravians, and this was actually in the 1700s, this revival. These Christians sold themselves into slavery so that they could go into Africa to evangelize the people there. And it is said that as they were leaving the mainland in the boats, you could hear them singing, "May the Lamb receive the reward for his suffering." And you know, Jesus is worth this attitude adjustment. And I believe God is making an attitude adjustment available today to us. If we're feeling overwhelmed, if we're feeling like we just can't do it anymore, God's saying, let's bring your attitude up to the truth. Let's bring it up to God's perspective. We're just getting started. Okay. Oh, I've got so many good things to share. God has not stopped being God. His word is still true. And the last time I checked, Jesus has not yet returned. So we're still here. And that means there is still a lot to do in the kingdom. We're just getting started. We are not done yet. Amen. Oh, so sometimes our perspective, you know, God just needs to raise us up to see things from his perspective. You may feel like you're fighting the fight of your life. Yeah, we're just getting started. So, if you can think back to maybe a previous trial that you felt like it just almost took you out. I think everyone has one, or maybe you feel like you're in one right now. What God is doing right now is he is giving us victory over that thing that opposed us. All right, whatever that was that came against you so hard, this is what God is doing in us right now. That thing that tried to take us out, God's saying, I am restoring to you your honor. I am restoring to you your fight and your victory in this season. The thing that said it could take you out, ha, it's time for it to go down. It's time for it to pay up. Because we know that God takes vengeance upon his enemies, right? Anytime the enemy comes against a child of God, God's going to take out vengeance on that thing. He's not going to leave it like that. You know, if you got run over really bad, or if you got pummeled really hard, or if there was an attack that came against your life at one point that you never quite felt like that was completely resolved, God's not going to leave it like that. By golly, he's going to take out vengeance on that. He's going to have victory over that. And here's the funny part. He's going to use you to do it. Okay, that's why it is so important, you know, that we get our faith in that place where we say, yes, God, I will do what you've called me to do. Game on. Let's do this. We're just getting started. And so I don't know if you've ever seen your Heavenly Father like this, that, you know, he's writing a story of your life and there's a plot twist in the story and in the end you win. Okay, this is just exactly how the Bible goes. This is just exactly how stories go in the Bible. Think about Elijah and calling down fire from heaven. You think that wasn't funny? I think God has a sense of humor. I think he loves to humiliate the enemy. It says in Colossians chapter 2, is this verse 15? Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So it was a public humiliation to the enemy. And God's worthy of that. Okay, that thing that has caused you so much grief, you know what? God wants to win, and he wants to win big. And victory is sweet. Amen. Isaiah 40, verse 10. It says, behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. I don't know if you've ever seen the Lord's arm. I had a dream one night where I was seeing this bicep muscle. And you know what six-pack abs are? This was a six-pack bicep. I mean, it was just rippled like that. And it was like, wow, God was showing me his mighty strength, whether it was, an angel or whether it was the arm of the Lord. I got the message. Okay. I got the message. My God is strong and he has a strong arm. And I believe when God rolls up his sleeve and reveals that bicep, he is getting ready for a knockout punch. Okay. That's a good word right there. Oh. When we get to this, this place that we are just assured of victory, I mean, all we can do is praise and rejoice. And the enemy ends up defeating himself, just like in 2 Chronicles 20, Battle of Jericho. I mean, we know we're going to win. We know how this plays out. We've done this so many times, and we are assured of God's victory. We praise, we rejoice. Enemy defeats himself even. So new song out. It's by an artist by the name of Andrew Rip. It's called Jericho. It talks about, those walls falling down. You know the story of Jericho. They'd just come into their promised land and they had to circle around the city one time for 6 days. But then on the seventh day, they circled around seven times, and all it took was a victory shout. And those walls fell down flat. And you may be feeling like you've been circling around and just, God, nothing is happening yet. I am just circling and circling. But what you may not realize is you might be marching around a Jericho. You think you're marching around a mountain in the wilderness? No, you've been marching around your Jericho. And you've been going around and around, and you've been faithful. And all it takes is a shout, and down the walls go. And I had this image of God's arm reaching into the fire and pulling us out. That's a good word right there. But I was reminded about what a firebrand is. A firebrand is that thing that you mark cattle with. You put that iron brand in the fire, you get it good and heated up, and then you leave a mark on cattle. And I was reminded that if we are in the fire, sometimes it's not just, okay, we're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery trial. Sometimes we're a firebrand, and God says, I'm heating you up because I'm getting ready to leave a mark. Okay, I think it's the book of Zechariah. It even says, is this not a brand plucked from the fire? In other words, it is heated up in the fire. God takes his hand and he plucks it out because he's getting ready to do something with it. And I just had this sense today. God's getting ready to leave a mark. Glory to God. So if you feel like you've been heated up, sometimes there's just a sovereign move of God that nothing can stop, and he's going to do what he's going to do. We're just getting started. Okay. Hope your faith is getting strengthened. You're seeing this from God's perspective, and you're getting that thing in you like Jesus, that joy that's like, okay, we're going for victory. Okay. God's going to deal a knockout punch in my life. That thing that tried to take me out, it's time for it to pay up. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And he's going to use us to do it. So one more verse of scripture that I'd like to refer to, and it's found in Deuteronomy, I believe it's 28, verse 2, where it says, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And I think I mentioned this just last week in one of the other podcasts. It's like we're running a race. We're staying in our lane. We are being faithful. We are not quitting. And simply because we are obedient and we continue doing what God tells us to do, something is coming up behind us. And what is it? It is all these blessings of God, all the things that He has promised us. It comes up behind us and it actually overtakes us. And I always see the ocean wave. It's like we're running our race, and then here comes this wave of glory of God over us, and it overtakes us. And suddenly we are just in this wave of what God is doing because we have not quit and because we have stayed faithful. God promises, if you will obey me, and you will not quit. I will do it.
His word is so good.
So Heavenly Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise today for just these wonderful truths from your word and what you've promised to do in our life. We give you all the honor and the glory, Father. We can't do it without you. But Jesus, thank you so much for writing us into this story. Thank you for victory over our enemies. Thank you, God, that it's worth it all. Jesus, when we finally see you face to face and we see what would have been our eternity were it not for you dying on the cross and saving us and rising from the dead, Jesus, it's going to be worth it all. And we give you honor and thanks and praise. It's in your name. Amen. Okay, until next time, you have an amazing day. God loves you.